What's up, tribe? I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And this is Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast. Beach.
Season two. If you joined us for season one, you got 300 uncensored episodes.
But things are a little different in 2024. Not only are we having new guests, new segments, but we're going outside, y'all. We're getting out of our studio and podcasting in the wild. So make sure you check us out on YouTube to see where we're headed next.
This podcast is for all the good moms, all the good dads, and even y'all who ain't got no kids. Pull up. Join us in season two as we deep dive into even more uncensored topics like love, sex,
dating, and just look at this as the ultimate group chat. All the shit you're afraid to say out loud or even try, we say it and do it for you.
Because nothing's off limits here.
This is a judgment-free zone to show up exactly as you are. And let's be honest, we've all made a few bad choices. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey tribe, what's up? It's Erica and we are officially off season. However, we are releasing weekly new episodes exclusively on Patreon. So you want to click the link in this episode description to listen to our new episodes every single week on Patreon. However, I wanted to give y'all a little taste of what's happening over there on Patreon. I know you've heard us talk about Patreon. I know you've thought about joining. It's $10 a month and you get new episodes during our off season. Not only that, you get to tap into our Discord community where hundreds and hundreds of humans, women, men, all people are connecting in real time in their cities. Also, you get access to our Instagram close friends, monthly meetups on Zoom with us, and a whole lot of other shit. But right now, I'm going to give you a little teaser of an episode we did with our girls, Kiki and Medina of Cocktails Podcast. Yep, we linked up with our besties in Atlanta to talk about dating age gaps, paying for sex, being paid for sex, and chitlins and dick breath. I mean, then you're just gonna have to tune in to get the full episode, but you are our tribe for life. So we wanted to share a little taste of this week's episode on Patreon right here. So go ahead and listen, tap in. And if you wanna hear the full episode, click the link in this episode description and we'll connect with you guys on Patreon weekly. Enjoy.
You know what, as a Cancer, I love a lot of people that I've dated probably like 20 to 40 years older than me. And like
40?
Yeah.
That's how do you go from 20 to 40?
That is such a huge range. So much life happens.
I mean, now that I look at it, maybe he's like a good friend. He's a good friend, but I'm pretty sure he thought we were dating. We would go out in public and like hold hands.
Yeah, and he definitely thought that.
We're still friends, and he's married, and his wife would call me and like,
Medina.
I think that's who took a that slave picture? Photograph.
Behind, like I have one like that. Oh my
who
god,
took the picture?
Me.
He took it. I think.
Oh my god.
Wait, is his tongue sticking out? I couldn't really see.
I just can't believe I.
Or is your mouth just open?
Look at how old he is.
Oh. And look at you smiling at him like you like him.
Making his dreams come true, you video vixen. You're like, I'm so fine. You ain't never going to get a bitch this fine again, baby. Actually, that is the benefit of dating an old.
He doesn't look
old. He's kind of cute, though.
Yeah,
he's
I can only see you.
Yeah. He's not giving.
I see it now. Okay. In the hat. That's an old nigga hat.
He switched that up real quick.
I remember him.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Oh, rest in peace. I do have an old nigga that passed away, too. Rest in peace.
I love an old nigga.
You know what? It'll boost your confidence. It'll boost your confidence. Now I get it. I'm actually, now that I'm seeing this, now that I've observed the situation, the pictures, Medina looking like a video ass vixen at the fucking hookah bar with this old nigga.
It is confirmed that this is actually
dating old niggas is confidence boosting.
And
it's
you know
a confidence
what?
Boost.
No, there's also old niggas have a classic traditional way to show you they love you that young niggas just don't have anymore. Old niggas will appreciate you in a way a woman should be appreciated that young niggas have lost the essence of. I mean, hopefully it's coming back, but that's what it is. An old nigga is going to be like, you're the bomb. I'm going to remind you why. And I might leave you alone between 2 and 5 because I got a fucking job. You know, there's a different level. And I'm tired. There's a different level of respect for like a woman. Not all old niggas. Some old niggas don't learn new tricks. But just overall, I feel like older men have been more masculine.
Yeah.
in a way that's like affirming and nurturing to what a woman needs. And I was like, and I also maybe have a little bit of daddy issues, but.
Mm-hmm. Are old niggas making a comeback in 2024? Is it their season, their era?
Not for me. They're not.
not over here, but maybe for some others.
I've retired my old nigga hat, you know? They love
they're
me.
Just they're a lot less malleable, which, you know, I feel like I might be entering into my young nigga season if this mm-hmm. shit doesn't work out. Like, I might just have to go young so I can mold them.
Old niggas are also boring and they go to sleep early. Sometimes.
They do.
Sometimes you get a wild one that needs to sit the fuck down, too.
Yeah,
because I've done that before. Yeah. In the middle of sex or something. Yeah. And it's just like, I'm exhausted. How do I explain this to your grandkids?
Mm-hmm. Actually, the nigga who's 40 years older than me, that nigga goes like harder than me, like straight Patron, drugs. One time he was in a coma for a month.
No, where did you meet him?
Atlanta.
Duh.
Wait, why was he in a coma? What happened? Drugs? He was in a drug-induced coma?
He has a pacemaker, but now he's back at it.